other stuff. Good enough. All right. Today's Good Shepherd Sunday. All the shepherd imagery in our Lord Jesus in today's gospel makes it clear that he's the fulfillment of all these ancient prophecies about one day God himself would come and shepherd his people in place of all the wicked and lazy and downright harmful shepherds that have been over God's people throughout the history of the Old Testament. So many kings and prophets and priests who were not fulfilling their job or doing the opposite. You think of the prophet Ezekiel, you know, amidst the persecution, the suffering of God's people, he prophesied, "I will put a stop to their shepherding my flock, so that these shepherds will no longer pasture them. I myself will search for my sheep and examine them. I will be their shepherd." The prophet Ezekiel saying, "Don't worry. You might be suffering. You might be confused. Why are the leaders, the ones who are supposed to be the good example, why are they hurting us? Why are they failing in their duty?" God said, "Don't worry. One day I will come and shepherd you." And so Jesus says, "Hey, I am the good shepherd. I am the one who will come and take care of these sheep." And so now in this, you know, the end times, in this era of the church, we have Christ as our shepherd. Very consoling. But maybe very confusing, because, I don't know, you look at the shepherds we have today, not all of them are really doing their job very well, right? You have probably had experiences like me. When I was in college and I went to confession one time, I confessed sins against purity, and the priest was really mean to me. It's one of those, like, kind of sad moments in my life with the church. I remember saying, you know, tough sins that I was struggling with, and the priest said, like, "If you don't stop this right now, you're going to hell. What the heck is wrong with you?" I was like, looking back, I should have been like, "What are you doing, man? Like, this is confession." But at the time, I was horrified, and, you know, I was like, "Huh, maybe you've also had priests who are preaching heresy or celebrating Mass in a way that's very irreverent, or just living lives that are unattractive or downright scandalous." Certainly we see this in the news. Even bishops, even popes in the church's history have been horrible men in their worldly lives. Can it be true that Jesus is our shepherd? How do we understand this? Well, the difference between the shepherds of the time before Christ and the shepherds after has to do with a fun Latin lesson. Here we go. The sacraments, the way in which Jesus works through his shepherds today to heal us and strengthen us, they occur ex opere operato. Ex opere operato, sorry. I skipped Latin in seminary. Father Brian is not happy about that. I took Spanish instead. And then where do they send me? Where do they send me? The parish, the only parish in West Virginia that celebrates the Latin Mass. I'm like, this is not good planning. I thought I was going to be doing Spanish ministry, but okay, here I am. So ex opere operato. This means literally by the work itself. By the work itself. When a priest, no matter how good or bad of a guy he is, celebrates a sacrament, I mean, he does what he's supposed to do, like says the words and does the things, Jesus himself heals that person. It doesn't matter what the priest, you know, himself is like. Christ no longer ministers just through that person's, maybe their charismatic lifestyle, their good behavior, their good appearance, their how they say things. It's just the act itself. If he does it, no matter how, Jesus comes. Think of baptism, for example, because that's the image we're given to really help us understand how the Jesus is the good shepherd who welcomes us into his flock. Because baptism is something that heals, renews us. We die and rise with Christ simply by the saying of the words, "I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit," and the action of pouring water or dunking someone. Like, that's it. The priest might do that terribly, like in a very, very bad way, very illicit manner, by just showing up at your house, saying that real quick, and dumping a bottle of water over your baby's head. Or he might do it really reverently, inviting you to do this during Mass, maybe on a Sunday, and there's all this beautiful music and incense, and he takes his time and he teaches you, and either way, that soul is baptized, cleansed of original sin, renewed in Christ by the spiritual death and resurrection. Doesn't matter who the priest is like. Jesus himself heals through those ministers, if they're properly ordained, of course, and if they say the words and do the things, ex opera operato, it's the work itself. We never have to worry, like, well, Father was really grumpy in the confessional. Are my sins really forgiven? Well, did he say the words, I absolve you? Which, by the way, is like the minimum. If he doesn't say that, you gotta be like, Father, could you at least say that? You know, he might make up everything else, but if he says, I absolve you, your sins are forgiven. He might give you the worst advice in the world. You might never want to go back to confession to him again, which is fine. If you have other options, you don't have to. But if he's your only option, and you go to him, your sins are forgiven. Christ himself comes and heals you, even if it's difficult because of the particular minister you're with. Or say God forbid, one day Father Brian and I aren't here anymore. Some other priest comes in who's not doing things the way you prefer according to your style, or he's just outright preaching heresy and living an immoral life. As long as he's saying the words, Jesus is present and nourishes you in the Eucharist. Jesus heals you in the confessional. He baptizes you and your children. He'll marry and confirm you. He'll give you the grace you need to persevere on your deathbed if he comes and just does those simple sacraments over you. Christ is the one who ministers to us through imperfect instruments today. And that is something we really have to work hard to understand, because, you know, probably in your family, at least among your friends, there are people who've left the church because they've seen the minister, the instrument, the priest, the bishop, whatever, and they've decided to abandon Christ because of how that particular minister was living his life. They miss the fact that Christ can still work through our mess to heal us. We really have to work hard to remember that Jesus is the good shepherd. And mysteriously, he allows us to suffer with ministers who are sinners. It's a great thing to ponder. There's a lot of good in that. We're humbled by coming to one another as sinners, even as priests. But it's still hard. And we have to remember that no matter what a priest is like, Christ is ultimately the one who heals us through those sacraments, ex opere operato. And I just want to leave you with the Catechism's explanation of this, so there's no confusion here. Catechism 1550 tells us, the presence of Christ in the minister is not to be understood as if the latter were preserved from all human weakness, the spirit of domination, error, or even sin. The power of the Holy Spirit does not guarantee that all acts of ministers in the same way. While this guarantee extends to the sacraments, so that even the minister's sin cannot impede the fruit of grace, and many other acts, the minister leaves human traces that are not always signs of fidelity to the gospel, and consequently can harm the apostolic fruitfulness of the church. Even if it's hard sometimes, please know Jesus, the Good Shepherd, is taking care of us. It's radically different from the Old Testament, where you were kind of stuck. If your priest in town was not so great, it was going to seriously impact how much grace you could receive. But now you might have the worst priest of all at your church one day, or you might be traveling and you go and you're like, wow, I don't know if I should even stay for this Mass. Yes, you should. If he does, as long as he says those words, Jesus himself comes to you. And it's very humbling when we choose to accept that he works through sinners, even us. Take that, ponder it today, and always know that as Catholics, we never have to fear whether or not we have a good shepherd taking care of us. We have the sacraments. We have that guarantee that no matter what a priest is like, Jesus himself comes to heal us, to shepherd us, welcoming us into his flock, in preserving us through those sacraments until eternal life.